Hello, old friend. How are you all doing? It's been quite some time since I've posted an audio boo of a personal nature. But that's because my head's been firmly positioned up my rectum. But I feel a little bit more alert, a bit more confident, a little bit more enlightened. Maybe a little bit more. What's the word? Hopeful is too weak. Clarity would be a word I guess I would use. I guess I have a lot more clarity. There's been a sequence of events, financial, mental, and environmental, even. Financial, mental, and environmental, Jesus. And governmental, even. That have led me up to having a complete disarray of thoughts over the last month or so about my position in the whole grand scheme of the cosmos. I normally have a really good run at sort of dealing with being a human being alive on this planet, this speck of dust. But from time to time, I sort of think out of the box and that gets all random and it gets all very confusing. And I start to try and second guess where I will be or where the people around me who I care about will be or how we will do that. And just recently, trying to do what I want to do has been very difficult. Well, the last 6 months has been very difficult, but just recently, it's been very enjoyable. Been racing around quite a lot between Birmingham and Nottingham. Sharing ideas, but also putting some stuff concrete down, some foundations down, some good solid foundations. And that's been great. It's been very difficult to do the next transition from the house to somewhere more stable because I don't know if it's just moving house that would give me the stability. So one thing I have recognised is the fact that having covered all the bases to do with where I see myself and my daughter and my friends around me and Sam and a whole bunch of other people, I don't see things getting much better, not just job-wise in terms of money in the economy, but also to do with fuel, you know, fuel bills, gas and electric. Sam had some astronomical bill that she told me about the other day that they wanted to charge her every month. And it just upsets me more than anything because one of the reasons why we sort of had to have this house go is because it's just too much to run. And to find out that the flat that she's at now is costing more as well, it's like, you know, you have to stand back and go, well, what do you do? What do you do? How do you survive in this climate? And just recently, I've been pulled into lots of different things to do with, you know, eco projects, environmental projects. And I'm starting to really recognize the need, the absolute ultimate need to start thinking that way. Very sort of low footprint, low damage. The whole cooperative thing that we're trying to work towards. The reason I think I was coming at it from the wrong angle with Responder. I was coming at it was totally geeky, techie, sort of like almost navel-gazing kind of look. It's a toy that pulls in media, not without even realizing the full potential of what you can do with content, with media, the way the ebbs and flows of the way that content can create change by causing conversations these days. And so it's thrown me many times as to what truly I wanted to gain out of having an input in this space. And there's been a whole series of factors as to why I've been keeping quiet and offline or below the grid, if you like. Because I see the faces of people on the train every day. I see their sort of wishing for a better day, hoping that that day's going to be better. You know, I was standing crushed up on a train on Friday. I think that's where I've got my illness from. I'm not feeling 100%. Which is pit poo, because I really need to be on form this week. And some vandals had cut the power lines or something similar at Tamworth. So the Birmingham train couldn't go through. So we couldn't get on the Birmingham train, just got cancelled. And you could see the chaos that it had caused. You know, we were crammed up on this train. I'd been ferrying these Valentine's cakes all the way across Nottingham. It was hilarious to watch as a fly on the wall. And, you know, I have all these situations happening and bombarding me at once. And it was just Friday night, I just literally went on meltdown and just got in bed, and that was it. I stayed there for like a day and a half. And then I had backache and looked around me, and it looked like a squat with like this heater on and heater on the other side. And I was like, this is not how my life is meant to be. This is not where I need to be. And I think you constantly have to sit up from time to time. And like a meerkat, look around, get your friends to look around for you. And it's just been really sort of intense. It's been really, really intense the last couple of months. But I know, ultimately, at the core of it all, that unless I'm positive, upbeat, engaged, you know, I'm not stuck in neutral, I'm actually in a forward-facing gear, then it affects everything I do, or try to do, or interact with. And I think a lot of people can sort of listen to this and agree with it, and it on some level, that there is this massive, big, almost depressive edge to not being able to, I don't know what I'm trying to say now, so I'm just going to scratch that bit. I should probably not post this because it just seems like babble, but then again, it's my babble. I'm trying to think what I was trying to say. I guess this could be tagged the most bunkum that Phil has ever come out with when he's not been very well. Let me stick this on top of some ravioli. What are we on? 8 minutes? Yeah, we'll keep going. Nobody's going to listen this far anyway. Unless you're really, really nosy. I'm wondering if I'm going to drop a golden nugget of information. So I'm just making a... All buttered muffins. Oh my god, these are gonna be off tomorrow. They actually smell really nice. So I've got to stay in today, waiting for DHL to drop off a Nokia power unit, and I've got to sort some paperwork out because I'm back in court tomorrow. And I feel like I'm firefighting. I really enjoy going back and forth between Nottingham and Birmingham. It keeps me busy. I really, really, really want to get the web studio off the ground. I think that has the potential to do something wonderful from a organic, bottom-up sort of, you know, this is how you can build a studio. These are the elements that you can put in to make it better. Video those things, you know, making it better. And we can do it cheaply. And it's like 10 minutes walk from the station. I've just got visions of it being almost like that scene in Hackers where you get the roller skating people sort of come blasting through the doors and then down into the place. I can't remember what the place was called, but it was this cool place where they had phones and big computer screen and projectors and a bar and stuff. And although I don't expect it to be like that because it's only a little room compared, the idea of
having events, media camps there, and having the web streaming room to be able to do live segments out to the web, telling people what's going on and switching between different cameras. That's the stuff I really enjoy doing, because it's utilising technology for what it was supposed to be used for, apart from navel gazing, point scoring, sort of gloat core, if you want to call it something. I like that, gloat core. I can imagine there's about five people now going to go and try and register. Yeah, so I'm, on the whole, I'm pretty positive. We're on 10 minutes. On the whole, I'm pretty positive about life. It's been a bit of a snowball of events. And I'm pretty sure things are not to any sort of resolution yet. And I'm sure I've got a lot of pain, anguish and heartache to come. But it's no different from what I've experienced before, like everybody else has in their lives. Check the door, because I could have sworn I heard the door then. One sec. Let's see. This is my little DHL man. No, it's not. By the way, my car came up really nice through the car wash yesterday, but it has been about 3 months since I washed it. Yeah, so I've got a lot of things coming up in terms of the stress of finally getting out of this house, getting rid of this house, and the financial effects of that. But I feel that I've prepared myself mentally in terms of the things I want to be involved in and should be involved in. I mean, the conversations I was having with my mother this weekend about the environment and financial stuff and jobs and how things were different back in her day, as they always are for different generations, it's sort of the same sort of problems, but with another layer of complexity to it every time. You know, where's all these eco jobs? What happened to all those eco jobs that they said they were going to happen? We've got all these environmental problems. I don't see an increase in environmental jobs. You know, why is there no money for the environmental jobs? I keep hearing stuff. I think I'm going a bit crazy. Hang on, yeah, hang on. It's a postman. Hello.
Hello, mate.
Hello.
It's going back or something, because somebody's left it down here.
I have no clue. It's not. Is it mine?
It's a man for shorter.
Oh, I'll take it in anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I just wonder, I just come round here, because I wasn't here last week, and I just come round the corner and thought, oh, I know sometimes these catalogue people just leave catalogues.
I've not seen it, to be honest. I just pulled in and that was that.
You know what, it's left there because I go straight.
Yeah. Cheers, mate. Postman. Did you hear my I'm dealing with the public voice kick in? Oh, hello, postman. Oh, God. 30 minutes. This is sort of abusing audio boo in some ways. Recording large segments of audio for no apparent reason. But I just feel like having a waffle. No. It's that babble sometimes that can tell you a lot about a person's mental state. I've got this terrible cough. It's almost like bronchitis. I've really got to go and see the doctor about it at some point. So if you don't hear back from me by the end of this week, you know that it was more serious than I thought. I don't know, too many choices, too little funds, and even if I had the funds, would I be doing the right thing? It's a lot to deal with, life. You know, as soon as you hit 18 and you've got to pay tax, council tax, life's tough. And I'm sure it was always tough. You know, I think it was always tough for the parents before me, family before me, but I think there's just a different pace now. I think the pace is so frantic, you know, sort of like work to live sort of mentality, and throw away disposable
hope somebody else will pick it up and sort it out. And it's just can't continue like that. It just cannot continue like that. It's going to be up to us to start some of the change and Ella's generation to carry it on. And she'll probably hear all the stories about Granny and how they went through it. Ah, dark and grey times, but you have to keep plugging away at it. On the health front, my I've got a dental appointment on Wednesday with the local dentist about my crowns. I cannot tell you how much I'm looking forward to that. Talking about major confidence booster. And I've been talking to my dad as well about a bike. I might be finally getting my bike that I've always wanted, which would be ace, because the first thing I would do is get rid of or sell the car. Bit drastic? Yeah, probably. But sometimes doing stuff that's drastic can have a profound effect on the way that you deal with a lot of other things in your life. Having too much of a comfort blanket sometimes makes it too easy to just, you know, jump in the car. Cost a lot of money to run that car. A lot of money. I could be getting fit at the same time. You know, bike down. That was my other phone. Bike down to the train station. Put the bike on the train. Bike up to Lace Market House. Bike even all the way over to the Eco Build. You know, I know the way there. It's quite easy to do it on the bike. I don't know. Sometimes by changing a few simple things, the cause and effect can be quite drastic in other areas of your life. Anyway, I've babbled on enough. I wanted to come and do a quick audio boot to say that I'm back around and feeling quite with it, quite perky, and getting excited leading up to March, because I'll get to see some of my friends all being well in America. The road trip didn't work out. They raised a bit of money for it, and feel really bad that I didn't sort of help out as much as I could have done. But my head was just not in the right place to talk to sponsors about stuff. I put up a few posts in the hope that somebody might read them and say, I like some of this and some of it's garbage, you know, and maybe have a conversation about it to see what I could do for them. But it's tough out there. The world's going through a massive shift again. And companies and businesses and money is reacting in different ways to it. But I'm really looking forward to spending a bit of time and catching up with my friends and sort of problem halved, problem shared. And hopefully making some quality content with a decent media outfit, with decent equipment, and learning a lot as well. I think I'm going to learn a ton. I know certain things about video, but there's so much to learn, and there's so much that sort of inspires me. Every time I learn something new, I always try and, not one-up it, but I always try and think of it from another angle of how I can utilise that and get the most out of it. It's the way my mind works. Ah, February. Crazy, isn't it? February the 15th, marching up to March. 15 days away till March. I better crack on, really. If you're still listening to this at this point, then you're crackers, because that was just complete babble. Anybody else who's ill, I hope you get better soon. Sometimes it's probably best to wait for the next train rather than getting flu for a day and a half. Do you know what I mean?